Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast. This is Amanda Carlisle, and we're going to be focusing on delivering financial information to a non-financial business audience. There's going to be four areas that we're going to look at over the next 15 minutes. Number one, what makes a great presentation? Number two, building rapport and trust. Number three, we're going to be looking at preparing a financial presentation. And number four, feeling great about delivering it. Now, before we start, I know that the people that are listening are probably coming with a wealth of expertise and experience in the field of finance. And I really want you to cast your minds back to people that you've seen and heard being brilliant at delivering financial presentations. And what is it that they did? How did they look? How did they sound? And how did they deliver the presentation? And if there was two things that you could say that they did really well, what are those couple of things? And the reason why I've asked you to think about this subject matter is because delivering financial material and giving financial presentations to a non-financial audience is not rocket science. It's very simple and very straightforward. And what we're going to be doing is actually looking at what we can copy from people who are brilliant at doing this and giving you the confidence to practice. So it's not rocket science. And thinking about those couple of things that those people do and the way that they behave to get such a good response from business audiences, what is it? Now, for me, three things that my students tell me and things that I've observed is that they seem to have three things in common. Number one is they seem very confident. Very confident and very calm in the situation. Number two, they have absolute clarity in delivering clear messages. Clarity and clear messages. And number three, they look and sound completely in control of delivering those messages. So thinking about confidence, clarity and control, we're now going to move on to rapport. Because to enable your business audience to have those feelings of being confident in you, the first step is always to spend time building rapport. Now, what I mean in this context is that rapport is not necessarily getting everybody laughing, smiling, and looking entertained by what you're going to tell them in your financial messages. Rapport in this context is leaving your audience open to your suggestion. Because what we do as finance professionals, we sell financial messages. We may not be selling products, but we sell financial messages. And people like to buy ideas from people that they trust. And the way that we build up this feeling of trust is to show them at some level that we are like them. The process of building rapport is generally done at an unconscious level. We're not actually aware of what is happening and why we respond to certain people in a warm and comfortable way. What I'm just going to describe are three areas to think about when you're opening up your financial presentation. Number one, if you want your audience to be receptive to you and to have confidence in you, you've got to get them in a positive state of mind. And the only way to do this is for yourself to feel confident, positive, motivated, and excited about what you're going to include in your messages. We have to be able to think positively to get a positive response. If we go in there feeling negative or not actually convinced by what we're going to deliver, then believe me, your audience will be very perceptive and to pick up on those little nuances. So state of mind is key. Number two, thinking about those people that are brilliant, they look and sound confident. And probably what we pick up from is their body language. Their body language is open, energetic, in character, and they seem to use their body language in a way that gives us a feeling that we can trust what it is that they're going to talk about. Now, in delivering presentations, one thing that we're looking to do in our body language is to show them at some level that we are like the audience. And the way to do this is to match and mirror. certain individuals in the body language. So where you tend to position yourself needs to initially, in those first couple of minutes, match and mirror where your audience is and the style of their body language to engage with them. So look for things like the facial expressions, the posture of the audience. Maybe there's just a couple of senior decision makers in the meeting that you're giving your financial messages to. How do they breathe? How do they look? How do they present themselves? And what sort of, how do they express themselves with their hands? And what we're looking to do is not what we need from them, but what they need to see and hear from us to know that they can trust us. So number two is body language. The third element that we can build rapport to give our financial presentations is to use language patterns. And we tend to talk to other people in the way that we like to be spoken to. The one thing for sure is that the majority of people in your audience will think and process information very differently to you. And the person that will take control in those presentations will be the person that delivers and demonstrates maximum flexibility in their ability to use language patterns. So what I'm going to encourage you to do when building rapport is to really listen for the specific words and phrases that you know that your audience uses and to build those into your presentation. Every industry, as you know, has its jargon and its abbreviations. This is what we need to build in. And also, for those individuals in the audience, do they use visual language or do they use auditory language or kinesthetic? For example, visual language is about being able to take a view on something or to really see what the problem is, to get a perspective and to shape something up. So visual language, pick up on that from how your audience speaks. Number two is the auditory. So you might hear people in the audience talk about singing from the same hymn sheet, or that rings a bell, or I want to hear more about this issue or this financial message. So auditory language patterns, and finally, kinesthetic. Kinesthetic people like to hear language that taps into their intuition and gut feel. That's how they make decisions. So kinesthetic language is all about getting a handle on something and getting to grips with what the changes are. So we can really get in touch with how people want to feel about the changes that have been driven from the financial information that's available. If you want to see somebody who is fantastically good at delivering in a visual, auditory and kinesthetic way, I actively encourage you to listen to Barack Obama. And whoever is writing his speeches, they know the importance of building rapport initially using language patterns. So please, I quite encourage you to go and listen to Barack Obama. So first of all, first step is always to build rapport. The second is to think about the preparation of the financial presentation. And I'm just going to go through six steps here in preparing this process. It's almost like a checklist of things to think about. Number one, we always start with the end in mind. So just like we set financial targets that are SMART targets, we need to set a target and an outcome for the delivery of this presentation. So what is it that you want to achieve? Is it a decision? Is it a consensus? Is it just to relay financial information? And how do you want your audience to respond? And to really build up a picture of what outcome you want to achieve from delivering this presentation. And the key thing here is successful people who deliver these presentations actually write it down to crystallize their thoughts. So set the purpose and the outcome. Step number two, analyze your audience. Who are they? What's their motivation? Why would they want to listen? And what's their need and interest? Even though you might have the same financial information, every audience will be coming at it from a different perspective and a different context. And if we really want to get the outcome that we want, we have to put ourselves in the shoes of our audience and to see and to hear and to feel this financial information in their world. So who are they and how are they motivated? Step number three is to draft the agenda, i.e. you need to structure this financial presentation. And again, I'd say work backwards. Most people who work in finance love to get into the detail because that's how we work to process information. And as I said previously, the majority of people who are non-financial will think and process information very differently to us. So when we're thinking about drafting the agenda, it's not how much information you want to tell them. There's two things. How much time have I got? And with the time that I've got, how can I chunk the agenda in such a way to definitely deliver my outcome and my purpose for this original meeting? So for example, if you only have 10 minutes opportunity, that's a very different presentation to if you've got an hour. So work backwards. If you have 10 minutes, work backwards from the outcome and the objective and then think, what can I include in this 10 minutes to really facilitate and maneuver my audience to come to the conclusions that I would like them to come to? So that's step number three, drafting the agenda. Step number four is to gather all the material that you need in such a way that makes sure that those messages are clear and well understood. And as financial professionals, the one thing to watch out for is not to spend too much time gathering in all the material, to set yourself and discipline yourself to a timeline. Step number four, before you get your audience into the room to deliver the meeting or presentation, you may choose that it would be prudent to distribute some of that material so they have the opportunity to digest, reflect, and analyse on the detail before you get them in the room to deliver the presentation so that the audience are well prepared and they also feel in control. And step number six, and this is where I find most people forget to do this, because in preparing the presentation, half the time should be spent in actually standing up and delivering it in the time frame that you've got. 50% of the time to prepare the process and the material, and 50% to actually stand up and hear yourself delivering it in a fluid and confident way. Because as we were saying earlier, this is not rocket science. It's about copying from people that are good at doing this. And secondly, practice. And the only way that we get practice is if we actually stand up and deliver that presentation. Okay, in actually delivering the presentation, things to think about is the use of very simple visuals. I have seen some great presentations not done on PowerPoint. And if you do use PowerPoint, make sure that it is just a tool. It's not the be-all and end-all. Your audience will be listening and watching you, and they might occasionally glance at the PowerPoint. PowerPoint is just there for a prompt for yourself. Flip charts, just remember that they need to be a focal point that simplifies complex problems. And the one advantage of using flip charts is that you can build the picture as you move through the presentation. And you've never, ever finished completely planning the presentation until it's completed. So as your audience gives you feedback and asks questions, you can use that flip chart to capture the feedback that you get from the people in the audience. Beware with flip charts, be conscious of where you're standing. Never stand completely in front of it, always at the side, and make it big and bold. And always, from a practical point of view, test the pens before your audience comes in the room. Now, in delivering this financial presentation, confident people who deliver it in a controlled way know that they have to be responsible for the response that they get from the audience. They need to be the facilitator as well as the presenter. Everybody loves to come to a meeting and presentation where they feel somebody is in control and it's actually going to finish on time. So in delivering financial presentations, bear in mind that you need to be the chairperson and take responsibility for taking control of the presentation and meeting, ensuring that it starts on time and ends on time and engages the audience and ensures that everybody in the audience has something to do. The reason why is because you don't want your audience to be bored senseless. And here's a few figures just for you to think about. In financial presentations, 20% of the audience will remember things from things that they hear. If they actually see you and hear you, that memory rating goes up to 50% because you're asking more of them. They have to process the information to hear you and see you. If you get them to do something in the audience, i.e. interact with you, that figure then goes up to 70%. So in designing financial presentations to a business audience, we need to think, what are we going to give our audience to do? And here are a few things that you can do that all trainers and good presenters do. Number one, build rapport. And a very simple way of doing this is to get to know the names in the audience. And if you can ask them specific questions during the presentation by name, this is a very good technique for keeping your audience awake. Because the fear factor of not knowing if they will be asked a specific question or not by you, believe me, will keep them wanting to listen and keep tuned into what it is that you're telling them. Second tip for maximizing interaction is to give as much spin as you can to your examples, to their world and their context. So if before the presentation, you can get chatting with them and to find out where they work, what's important to them and what their key challenges are, then you can build that into the delivery. Another tip is to use their language and jargon and to ask them a question. So for example, if you've got a large audience, let's say 50 in the room, tell them at the beginning of the presentation that you will be asking certain individuals to tell you what they think about a certain question. So for example, if it's a financial presentation, you could in the first couple of minutes suggest, I know that this is an important presentation to you and I know that you will have questions. And what I'd like you to think about over the next 10 minutes are all the questions that you need to have answered to know that this has been a good use of your time. Is that okay with you? So there's two things there. Number one, you're asking them to do something. And number two, you're asking their permission, which enables your audience to feel that they are in control. So these are just little tips. I hope that they are useful to you. And the fourth area that I'd like to look at is actually feeling great. A lot of people tell me that they feel anxious and nervous in standing up in meetings and delivering financial presentations. Tips to do this. Number one is just remember that great presenters don't know the answers to all the questions. However, they know great questions to ask in certain situations. So, number one, don't put yourself under pressure feeling that you have to be the world's expert, because nobody is expecting that from you. Number two, practice, 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 and get in the room that you're going to do the delivery and hear and see yourself delivering that presentation to time. I guarantee that the more times that you can do this, the better you are going to feel. Number three, to feel great about a presentation, just imagine in your mind's eye what it is that it's going to feel like when you've completed it and everybody gives you the response that you want. How good is that going to feel? And just imagine seeing those people and hearing the comments that you're going to hear from them when they congratulate you on the clarity and the confidence of your financial presentation. Because if we can feel those feelings of greatness at the beginning of the presentation, people are going to have more confidence in you. And that ends my AAT podcast. I hope that this has been a useful podcast for you. And just as a recap, the four areas that we've looked at is what makes a great presentation, building rapport, preparing a financial presentation, and feeling great about the delivery. Thank you very much. That's Amanda Carlisle for the AAT.